Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from
afar. Yes, my friends, it's time for the story time, a regular feature of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this week we have a story which is called Nothing Is What It Is, and What It is Incomprehensible. Here it goes. There is an old saying that says that nothing is what it seems, nor is it otherwise. I was thinking about that old saying the other day when I read this news headline: Chinese zoo denies its sun bears are people in costumes. Apparently, a zoo in eastern China has denied suggestions that some of its bears were people dressed in costumes after videos of a Malayan sun bear standing on its hind legs and looking uncannily human went viral, fueling rumors and conspiracy theories on Chinese social media. The story was sparked by a supposedly humorous statement written by the zoo officials in Hangzhou. The statement was written from the perspective of a sun bear named Angela, and it quotes Angela as saying, "I'm Angela the sun bear. I skipped work today and found a human to take my place." Apparently, that is what passes for zoo humor in China. Anyway, in videos shared on the popular Chinese microblogging site Weibo, the sun bear was seen standing upright on a rock and looking out of its enclosure. What else would it do? The animal's upright posture, as well as folds of loose fur on its behind, made it look like a human imposter might be masquerading as a bear, and the Weibo users went crazy. Apparently, the Chinese public has reason to question the credentials of its captive creatures, however, for there is a history of zoos in China trying to pass off pets, such as dogs, as wild animals. In 2013, a city zoo in the central Henan province angered visitors by trying to pass off a Tibetan Mastiff dog as a lion. Visitors who had approached the enclosure expressed shock and surprise when they heard the lion barking at them. And visitors at another Chinese zoo in Sichuan province were shocked to discover a golden retriever sitting in a cage labeled as an African lion enclosure. So obviously and clearly there is a pattern of scandalous zoo deception in China. Who would have thought such a thing? Personally, I do not like zoos. Animals are not for our amusement, though zoos would be quite amusing if all of the animals were really people dressed up as animals. I would patronize such a zoo regularly, and I would even be willing to take a shift wearing an orangutan suit. It would perhaps be good therapy, I think, pretending to be an orangutan for a day. By the way, that old saying that nothing is what it seems, nor is it otherwise, is a Zen koan suggesting that things are not as they appear to be, but at the same time, they are also not something else. This quote is not to be confused with the Yogi Berra quote that says that nothing is like it seems, but everything is exactly like it is. Or the Carol Bryant quote that says nothing is as it seems, but something is everything it is made out to be. Or Terry Pratchett's very profound observation, do not put your trust in root vegetables. They may not be what they seem to be, but they are not that at all. On the other hand, some important things, some things we just have to remember are just as they seem to be. Some things it is important to remember are just as they seem to be. I'm sure you remember the tale of The Emperor's New Clothes by Hans Christian Andersen. Do you remember that one? This is the story of a vain king who was convinced by swindlers to pay an exorbitant price for invisible clothing, and who was finally exposed by an innocent child who realized that everything was just as it seemed, and the king was walking around naked. So I ask you, my friends, what world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in one where the bears are really humans, or the ones where the humans are really beasts, or the one where the king walks around naked? You decide, my friends, you can decide that on your own. And by the way, no matter what you decide, in the big scheme of things, it really doesn't matter anyway. It does not matter anyway. At the edge of perception, weird things dance and howl, and there's nothing we can do about that at all. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.